Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Creative Work Hour podcast. Today is July the 12th, 2025, and we're on episode 59, and we're talking about creativity and how you decide what to work on. In the room today, you've got myself, Greg, we've got Alessandra, we have Rochelle, Devon, Nate, Michael J., Shadows Pub and Bobby B. With that, the question for today is, when it comes to your creativity, how do you decide what you're going to work on next? And Alessandra, we were talking right before we started to record, and you had given a couple of good examples of that. What was one of those examples?
Yeah, so one example is sometimes the most creative thing that you can do is take care of yourself. It could be, and in creative work hour, we always start the top of the hour by, we just kind of go through the room and each person takes a turn on saying what they intend to work on during that given creative work hour. And sometimes you just need to take care of yourself during that time. But other times, like now, Rochelle and I are actually sharing a tile in Zoom, which is the tool that we use to record our podcast so that we can see each other. It is our recording studio. And we're here for Clarinet Fest. And Clarinet Fest is the largest international grouping that gathers together for clarinetists of all kinds, composers, performers, arrangers, AV people, clarinet makers, the whole thing. So there's 3,000 of us that have descended on the poor town of Fort Worth, Texas. And it's an amazing thing. So we're here to do creative work. So that creative work is different from I'm home and the creative work is that I need to take care of myself or work a little bit on the poem. We've just come off doing 2 days of speaking engagements here at Clarinet Fest. Rochelle was on Thursday and I was yesterday. And today we have a couple of concerts that we're playing. So everything is bebopping, but it all comes down to what do you do creatively 1 hour at a time, whether you are off on your own in a big, big group or right here on Creative Work Hour.
Thanks, Alessandra. Yeah, that's interesting. You said what you're going to work on 1 hour at a time. And I was thinking about creativity being like seasons. What season are you in? What's the season for the creativity? But, you know, seasons, there's four seasons in a year, right? And they last 3 months at a time. But we also could have micro seasons. And a micro season might be an hour, might be a day, a week, a month, a day, a weekday. And I think for me, it's what will my wherewithal lend itself to me doing? What mental load can I take? Can I take on a project where I'm going to write a 1,000-word blog post? I'm going to write a book. I'm going to paint a picture. Or maybe I'm just going to write a few words on a scrap of paper. Am I in a season or a micro season? Rochelle, you had given up some good examples earlier as well, because we were on the pre-call with us. When it comes to your creativity, how do you decide what you're going to work on next? And can you give us an example?
Thanks, Greg. Such a good question, because to me, it's a spectrum from the creative muse, you know, what wants doing, what's worth doing. And then the other side of it is almost like the work that pays the bills or cutting the grass, what needs doing. So in the middle, what I want to do, I sit and pause. And being really honest and with awareness, listen to that still little voice that says, okay, there's that spectrum, but what is the valuation or weight? What really needs done in this moment, in this hour? And I think that honesty sometimes is you got to cut the grass. And sometimes it is I need to work on my talk for Clarinet Fest. So the still little voice comes and helps me.
Thanks, Shell. You know, that little voice, so it can be a little bugger, can't it? It can be a good thing or a bad thing. It could be an angel or a devil. Depends on the day of the week. Devon, how about you? When it comes to your creativity, how do you decide what you're going to work on next? Do you have a system, or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think y'all need to check your creative privilege, getting to choose what you do next. I don't get to choose what I do next. I have very violent Muses, they just come for me. And I don't know when. I could be in the middle of one creative project and one comes and grabs me, puts a hood over my head, and drags me into my next creative project. And then there I am doing the next creative project that I had no idea I was going to be doing. But that's just how it works. Some squirrel runs in front of me, something catches my attention, and I'm off in an entirely different vector. So that's how my creative process works.
Right. That's when you need a good alibi. Nate, how about yourself? When it comes to your creativity, how do you decide what you're going to work on next? What are your thoughts?
I might be restating a little bit of both what Rochelle and what Devin have just said, but to me, it's what is resonating. I am following the thread of whatever it is. And some of that is like, okay, what do I need for my own sanity? And some of it is like, okay, what is a thing that the world might be incrementally better, funnier, more at peace if it existed. And to me, creativity is a very internal process. I like sit and ponder and consider, like the ratio of sitting and pondering and considering internally, like far out see exceeds the like thing that gets built in real life. But then I feel even stronger about the thing that gets built in real life because I have sat and lived with it for so long. So maybe it's the age of the thing that I'm sitting in. It's like a fine wine. An idea eventually percolates, like a cup of coffee or a fine wine.
The age of a thing, is that like the age of Aquarius? There was a song called The Age of Aquarius. I don't know why I thought of that, but yeah. Right. Michael, how about yourself? When it comes to your creativity, how do you decide what you're going to work on next?
I like to noodle. I like to just dabble in things, and things tend to then have seasons, I suppose. Yeah, everything that was just said resonated for me. The seasons, the changing, following the curiosity, the muse. I guess there's also external things. I don't know. There's a recent call for, submissions for like a local museum or a local place where they show these immersive films, and that spoke to me a lot. So then that creates, I guess, a bit of internal energy to then create something for that external deadline. But generally, these days, I just noodle about and get curious about things and follow my curiosity. But maybe that's just the season of curiosity. And then sometimes I'll grab onto one thing and then do it every single week for a whole year and then maybe get burned out at the end and say, screw that, I'm done with that thing. I'm never doing that again. And then try to find something else and then go, feels like you're stuck in a quicksand swamp or you're just in a toy store and you just can't decide and you're just picking everything off the shelves and but I guess it just depends on the season. Yeah.
Reach.
You forgot to mention that it oftentimes will involve a croissant, right? That's a very important part of creativity I learned from Michael, is to wake up and smell the croissant. But yeah, I digress. Shadows, Pub, when it comes to creativity, when it comes to your creativity, how do you decide what you're going to work on next? Do you have a system or thoughts on that?
Well, if it's not something that I need to get done, I take the possibles and I throw them up in the air, and whatever lands in my nose is what gets my attention.
Now, does that depend on which nostril that it lands in, or double barrel, or how does that work?
I never tilt my head back that far. When
Ah,
something connects with your nose, you notice it.
okay, and you know what? When you know, right? And shadows knows. Okay, never mind.
Exactly.
See what I did? Now, okay, never mind. You guys are no fun. Bobby B, how about yourself? When it comes to your creativity, how do you decide what you're going to work on next? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I am a creator, front-end guy that is horrible at finishing. So, to me, I compartmentalize my creativity for those time gaps I have in my day. Like if I'm out on a walk or a bike ride, and I'll record things constantly that my crazy little brain comes up with. But I have to stay focused on completion, which of course involves creativity as well. It's taking those wild and crazy guy thoughts and putting them together and seeing if there's any value. But yeah, otherwise I'll just sit there and brainstorm and create forever and never finish. So I have to parent myself in that regard.
Thanks, Bobby. Alessandra, pretty cool stuff. We got tossing things in the air and croissants and all kinds of things that that aid this,
Not,
right?
and it's true. And and just like in seasons, there's the ebb and flow of the thing. Like this week, it was, I feel like I've been running around with my hair on fire, going toward the creative things that needed to be done as deliverables. And so one of the podcast topics that I would love for us to explore is how do we take stock of what's already been in the works and finish it, or so that it can be delivered out into the world? Like, I don't know about y'all, but I got tabs open back to when Jimmy Hoffa went missing. I don't even know how to explain that. So, maybe we can talk about how do we, I think it would be a good flip to this topic of if we're saying, if this question is, how do we know what creative thing to work on now or next? Flip it and explore the topic of how do we know how to find which things that wants to be finished and delivered to the world? That could be a scary topic. Yeah. So, what are you thinking about this after hearing Rochelle and Nate, Michael, Devin, Bobby in Shadows? What are you thinking, Greg?
I'm thinking that play is very important in all of your creative endeavors, and to incorporate play into whatever you do, even if that's just watching a YouTube video about having an alibi. I'll share that in the show notes. But is it that time again?
I'm thinking it's that time. What time is that, Greg?
It's that time again. You've wasted some perfectly good time listening to the creative work on the podcast when you could have been doing something else. But what about you? When it comes to your creativity, how do you decide what you're going to work on next? Let us know. You can visit us at creativeworkhour.com. And if you have a question or a subject that you would like the crew to discuss, let us know that as well, and we'll do our best. In the meantime, come back next week and we'll be here again.